Hack the Entrepreneur is part of Rainmaker FM, the digital business podcast network. Find more great shows and education at rainmaker.fm.
Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur. It is so very cool of you to join me again today. I'm your host, John Naster, but you can call me Johnny. My guest today is a former English teacher, lover of all things creative, blogger at Just a Girl and Her Blog, and an author of 3 ebooks, including Building a Framework, the Ultimate Blogging Handbook. Although she's started and runs a great business, she says her favorite job is being a wife to her husband and a mother to her 2 boys. She started Just a Girl and Her Blog as a hobby in January 2013 and made a 6-figure income in just 2 years. My guest blogs about organization, home decor, creative ideas, and random happy thoughts. Now, let's hack Abby Lawson. Today's episode is brought to you by the incorporation experts at Biz Filings. The 80-20 rule. Do 20% of the work, get 80% of the results. Do what you're good at and outsource the rest. So when it comes to incorporating your business, you need to hire the experts. And when it comes to hiring an expert, go to bizfilings.com. At Biz Filings, the process is clearly laid out for you with step-by-step guidance from on-demand professionals. Incorporation can bring you savings, protections, and growth, so you don't want to do it just any old website. Biz Filings has been at it for nearly 20 years, founded by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs, who set out to create the kind of experience they'd want if they had to do it all over again. You may not have incorporation all figured out just yet, but a quick visit to Biz Filings is a step in the right direction. Go to bizfilings.com/start for a free guide to get a clear line of sight into your incorporation. That's bizfilings.com/start. Welcome back to another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur. Today we have a very, very, very special guest. Abby, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is my pleasure. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. All right, Abby, could you tell me, as an entrepreneur, what is the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
I think just the fact that we happen to have 2 very complementary skill sets in our business. So the name of my blog is Just a Girl on Her Blog, but I always tell people that's a complete lie. My husband is in business with me, and I think it's just the fact that I really enjoy writing. I am willing to show up every day and do the work and keep putting out content. And he has a really entrepreneurial mindset and is always doing research on the business side and kind of handling those types of things. And it just, our 2 personality types just happen to click and work really well together and happen to make this thing go in a way that, you know, we never planned or expected. So it's pretty cool.
That is really cool. It's cool that you're, one thing, that you're partners with your husband in this business. And so you started the blog, Just a Girl and Her Blog, January 2013, I believe?
Correct, yes.
And was your husband involved all the way along, or at what point did he decide to jump onto the ship?
He set up the technical side for me, but it was mostly just me at the beginning. It was just kind of my side project. I didn't start it to become an entrepreneur. I actually was afraid that people would find it and read it because I didn't know what I was doing and just really nervous about the whole thing, but I needed an outlet. So I started doing it. And about a year in, he wrote a post for my blog about how our family is paperless. Of all things, we do everything digitally. And it kind of took off. And at that point, he kind of got bitten by the blogging bug. And so he started doing more and more for the business and started doing income reports and doing more research and was still at his full-time day job at that point. But as he, you know, got more and more into it and the blog started to grow, we started to see wow, this could be you know, this is bigger than we ever thought it would be. And this could be, you know, our family business. And that's what it is now, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So how long did it take for you to be profitable and then to decide that this could be your full-time family business? Because you started it and you were a stay-at-home mom, right?
Correct.
And yes. So you wanted the creative outlet and it wasn't meant to make money, as you said,
mm-hmm.
which is great. And then your husband, I mean, had a full-time career for a big part of this, right? And then
right.
at some point you realized that this could be a full-time thing. Did you jump right into it or did it take a while to learn that?
No, I mean, we weren't like an overnight success story by any stretch of the imagination. We do income reports. So you can kind of, if you would look back, you can see that like our first income reports in, I think it was like February of 2014, we made like $2,000 and then we went down a little bit and then slowly, you know, built it up. And then in January of this year in 2015, we were making, you know, a good amount of money, but still were like hesitant about when we could make the leap to both be full-time bloggers. And my husband actually got laid off from his job. So we were like, okay, here's our opportunity to make a run for this thing. And we both went full force into it and never looked back. And it's been, you know, supporting our family ever since, more than we thought it ever would. So
is that still a weird feeling?
It is really weird. Well, especially when you tell people who aren't in like the online business sector, like
which
what
most
you
people
do,
aren't.
Yeah. They totally don't get it. Like I've had to fill out applications for my kids and they ask like the parents' profession. I'm like, what do I put? They're not gonna believe that we just are bloggers. So it is really weird.
But good. And so do you put blogger? Is that what you put?
It depends who's spelling it out. I put blogger. I think he puts like writer or like, I don't know.
Writer people are kind of like,
business owner. Yeah, something like that.
I know. We put the boring stuff. Business owner. Come on. You're a blogger. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So with work, mm-hmm. you told us that you guys have complementary skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, because every expert now talks about the whole 80-20, right? Do 20%, get 80% of the results. Do what you're good at, delegate the rest. So I don't know if you guys are delegating externally of the two of you at this point,
mm-hmm.
but I would love to know something that you consider yourself really, really not good at in your business, Abby.
I'm terrible at the details. Like I don't do accounting. I don't do like research. I'm like, I just like to jump in and do it. So I'm really terrible at like if we need some sort of, like if we need a payment processor for one of our products, I would just like Google it and pick one, which would probably end up badly. That's what I'm talking about with the complementary skill sets, whereas like Donnie researches everything to the nth degree. So he will go and he will like present 10 options to me and say like which ones, why he likes the different ones for the different reasons. And so like he totally keeps that end of things under control. He keeps track of all of the accounting and, you know, keeps me on task with, you know, what we need to track that way. I'm terrible at the details. So I'm thankful that I have him to kind of take care of those. And that's the way his mind works. And I can just keep plugging and producing content and kind of doing more of the big picture type things.
Nice. So you're the creative side, or are you guys both sort of the creative side too? Because you said he has written and he's got that bug now of being a writer.
Right. Yeah. He writes some. He, you know, would say that he is not as comfortable with the writing portion, but he does a great job. He actually has his own ebook that he spearheaded called The Paperless Home. And I've written two other ones. So we both kind of contribute in that way. And it's a team effort.
And do you guys have a full structured content calendar now for your blog?
We do. He would like it to be more structured.
It sounds like he would. That's why I was wondering. It's like, yeah, he's got it mapped out for like 9 months. I could just imagine.
Yeah. I am kind of, I don't know. I'm like one of those true scatterbrain creatives that's kind of like fly by the seat of my pants. Like, oh, I have this idea and I'm just going to go full force into this and do this right now. Whereas he really likes to have everything mapped out. So we kind of fall somewhere in the middle. We do usually meet like once a week to touch base and kind of see what's coming up and, you know, what each of our responsibilities are and different things like that. So we kind of try to find a middle ground between our two personalities for that.
Really? But for content, like you don't have, say, because I find it fascinating that you can create full businesses around a blog now. That's amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why. From the outside, to me, it seems like you must like just have this professionally run, like all this keyword research done and, you know, all that sort of stuff that I don't know what bloggers do exactly, but I hear about a lot, right? But is that just to sell me ebooks about those things? Or is that actually something that you need to do to get the traffic to sell products and to be successful?
I kind of have my system down. I do most of the content creation for, you know, the blog posts that go out, and the ones that he does the writing portion and he hands them over to me. And then I do kind of the keywords and getting them ready for, you know, SEO and Pinterest and, you know, all the different things that we do to make sure, you know, they get out there. So I guess we each have our own roles and we both really know what our responsibilities are. So all those kind of things that you mentioned kind of fall under my role, and he just knows that I'm going to get that portion done. I know that he's going to get his portions done, and it all works.
Nice. So you write it kind of based on the topic that you feel inspired to write about. You just kind of go full force into it, and then he'll take it and sort of SEO it, make sure it fits, and then create the promotional materials around it.
Well, I do most of the graphics and the promotion stuff. He's usually working behind the scenes more on like the products that we're doing. He does all of kind of the back end work for that. He does some of the posts, like he'll do the income reports and he'll write out all the information in the income reports. And then I make it look pretty with graphics and, you know, get it set to post and that sort of thing. We are a DIY blog. So he does a lot of like the DIY projects. Like right now we're remodeling our kitchen. So he's doing a lot of the grunt work there. And I do the post writing and taking the pictures of that sort of thing. So it just, depends on what we're working on at the moment.
Yeah, that's cool. And income statements, so you've mentioned them a couple of times. You started them about 13 months after you started the blog,
mm-hmm.
at about $2,000 a month income. What's the thought process behind putting an income statement on just a girl and her blog?
Well, it was kind of twofold. One, we were always inspired by and learned so much from other bloggers and entrepreneurs who had done that, like Pat Flynn and Bjork and Lindsay of Pinch of Yum. And so all the ones we were seeing were these bloggers that were making these humongous amounts of money that we never, you know, thought were possible. So we took it and said, we're not making very much money at all. What if we started doing this, you know, from the ground up, and people could watch kind of our journey and see how we started at basically nothing, and then we're able to, you know, work up and what's working for us and what doesn't. And so that was kind of the method behind it. And originally, we posted them on Donnie's blog called DonnieLaw.com. So it was kind of easier to do that on his platform. It was kind of a step away. But then at the beginning of this year, we moved them all over to my blog on Just a Girl and Her Blog. And our motivation behind it is really, we just really want to help people. We would not be where we are without the help of other people being willing to share their wisdom and their journey and what they have learned. And so we're kind of just trying to pay it forward and say, hey, here's what's working for us. Here's what's not. Here's what we're trying. It might work. It might not. But, you know, this is our road, and this is how we've gotten to where we are.
That's awesome. I love it. And did you find that your audience took really well to the full disclosure of income?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm kind of that type of person anyway. So it's always a little nerve-wracking to push publish on that post. But I just love how it keeps us accountable. And I just think it helps us be really honest with, you know, our readers and with other bloggers in our niche and say, hey, you know, you can do this. We started out knowing nothing. I hoped it would become nothing. I didn't try to be an entrepreneur, but look what it's become now, you know? And so if us, like the average Joe, normal people can, you know, get to where we're both blogging full time, then you can too. So the anxiety and nervousness I have about, you know, putting it out there is kind of push that to the back corner, because I really do think it could be helpful for people. And I would love for other, you know, stay-at-home moms to be able to have the opportunity to bring in some sort of income or even bring their husbands home, you know, like we did. That was our dream, and we're living our dream. And I would, if I could play even just the tiniest part of helping somebody else do that, then, you know, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. And it's just, I wouldn't have expected it with your, the niche that you're in, but there's also other bloggers that you want to help as well. And I think it's really, really powerful because you're right with like Pat Flynn's in the world, amazing people. But I mean, sometimes they're so far ahead of those just starting that it's hard to even be like, well, I'll never get there, right? But to see the process as it goes and as it starts is great. So let's move on to projects, because you mentioned projects a bunch of times now. Mm-hmm. How you guys are constantly like creating new products and things. I would love to hear sort of the thought process that you and your husband have now to decide what new product or project that you guys should put your time and resources into.
Sure. Well, we, for the past, I don't know, last year and a little bit the year before that, kind of had a, we have a big meeting like at the beginning of the year and just kind of throw out all of our ideas and lay out, you know, all these things that we could possibly do and take on. And from there, kind of try to make like long-term goals for the major products at least, and say, we want to get, you know, this ebook out in April and we're going to do this one in June and then this other one, you know, in August or whatever, however it ends up, you know, being. So we set those goals at the beginning of the year and put that on the calendar. It does not always, or it does not usually, you know, play out exactly like we have. We lay it out all so nice and pretty on paper, but at least then we kind of know what we're shooting for and have our main priorities for the year and know, you know, what we're responsible for. And so from there, like I said, we have a meeting usually each week, at least during the school year while our kids are in school, to kind of touch base and say, you know, where are we with this? You know, are, you know, what are we going forward with? What are we going to, you know, push to the back burner for now or whatever? So, but it really starts for us with that big beginning of the year, big picture thing, and then just breaking it down step by step throughout the year.
Nice. And so say a new ebook. Do you, is this your scatterbrain creative where you you're just like, no, I want to write this book and that's it? Or is there, do you have some more scientific approach to sort of finding out what you're
well, I did that one time in June last December. It was like right before Christmas. I'm like, I'm gonna write an ebook in 3 weeks and we're just gonna get it out there. And so it was kind of nice because it was like Christmas and people didn't really expect me to put out a lot of content on my blog over Christmas. So I just buckled down and in 3 weeks put out this ebook of organizational printables. And so I did do that for that one. The other ones are more planned out, more months in advance. I couldn't write every ebook in 3 weeks, but we do sit down usually at least, I don't know, 4 to 6 months in advance and set a launch date and then kind of work backwards from there and say, you know, set deadlines and say, these are the things that need to happen before launch. So aside from that one time where I just was feeling crazy and got something out there in 3 weeks, which was nuts, we usually do plan it out a little more.
but was it successful? The topic, you just picked it and wrote it. Is it what your audience wanted or?
It was, yeah. Well, it was something, I do a lot of organizational printables on my blog and they're some of my more popular posts. And I had had this idea brewing for a while that I should just like make this cohesive set of them because I always had people ask me for like different ones that I hadn't made yet. So I took, and I save all those emails. So I took all those emails that I got of people asking me for different printables and took some of the ones that I already created and tweaked them and made them, you know, all the same style and kind of wrote, here's all the things that you could do with, you know, this printable. Here's all the things you could do with the next one. And so, yeah, I mean, and we launched it in January, which is when everybody is super excited about organization. And, you know, that's their goal for the year. This is the year they're going to be organized. And so, yeah, it took off, launched well, and then I think we make, you know, still around $1,000 a month from it. So wow. It was a good, it's not bad for putting 3 weeks of work into it.
That was worth your 3 weeks work.
Yeah.
And so I love that. Like, so you literally, you would get emails from readers and you would keep those emails and then you went back and just filled out the blanks. Like, this is what people want. They want this, and this. I'll give it to them. Have you tried? Have you just like done the scatterbrain creative of just like, we should do an ebook on this topic and launched it and had it sort of flop on you?
No, well, we've done 3 ebooks so far. And I wouldn't say that any of them have flopped. The one in 3 weeks was my only crazy one where I was like, we're just going to do this. The other two were much more planned out. And so I would say, you know, the ones that we've done have all been successful on, you know, on our scale. You just never know going into it what to expect. But I haven't felt disappointed after any of our launches yet. So I'm sure probably someday I'll have a crazy idea and it won't work out. But so far, it's been pretty good.
Nice. And so without looking at your income reports, does most of your income come from ebook sales at this point? Or is it from advertising, or do you have products?
So it's split. Advertising is only about 10% of our income. That's kind of on purpose. We minimize the ads on our site just because we want to make it a better user experience and focus on our products. And then the other 90%, I would say, is mostly split between our three ebooks that we have and affiliate sales through, you know, we do Bluehost, we do some bundle sales, I have sponsored posts, that kind of thing. So I would say the ebooks that we have make up 45 to 60% of our income. And then affiliate sales kind of fills in the rest of the gap.
That's impressive. That's very cool. All right, Abby, this has been a lot of fun. I want to wrap up on something I'm calling the entrepreneurial gap. So oftentimes, as we have these businesses, right, you have Just a Girl and her blog, and you guys are now both full time at it. And we're often, you set your goals out a year in advance. And it often seems that as we're always sort of looking forward, like when the business gets to there, we'll be successful. When we get to do that, when that book comes out and we sell this many, we'll be successful. But oftentimes we fail to sort of stop and turn around and look at where we've come through, what we've learned, and what we've accomplished up till now. So I would love, since January 2013, you started something as a hobby, just as a creative outlet, and now it's become a full-time business for your whole family. I would love if you would stop right now, Abby, turn around and look at sort of that whole journey and tell me how you feel about what you have accomplished till today.
I almost have to pinch myself. Like, I almost don't believe it. Like, I was never that girl that was gonna, you know, go off and be an entrepreneur. So to look back and see, you know, what Donnie and I have been able to do together over the past couple of years is so surprising to me, so humbling. I mean, I just feel so blessed to be able to like literally have our dream jobs and to be able to do it from home with our two boys and get to spend so much time with them while they're still young. And it's almost unbelievable to me. And I'm just thrilled with how it worked out and just feel so blessed that we've been able to do this together.
That's awesome. And I see why you want to inspire so many other people to try, because you had no clue. You never thought that you would be this person now.
Right.
And
never.
Here you are.
So the other people can do it too. That's what I just, I never thought. And I never wanted to be either. And so I just want moms, those are kind of my people, the stay-at-home mom crowd, because that's what I was. I just want them to know that it's possible and that if you're willing to put your heart and soul into something and just work, you know, harder than you've ever worked at anything else, like it's possible.
Oh, beautiful answer. I love it. All right, Abby, this has been a lot of fun. We got to talk about your business sort of in passing, but could you specifically tell the listener where they can go find out more about you guys?
Sure. Our main site is justagirlandherblog.com. And on there, you'll find links to all my social media. I'm on Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, all the different Twitter. You can find me all over the place, but you can get all my links at justagirlandherblog.com.
Very cool. And you can check out her income reports that we've been talking about. So Just a Girl and Her Blog and Abby's social media. I will link to all those on the website. And yeah, just thanks again so much for joining me in this conversation, Abby. It was a lot of fun. And please just keep doing what you're doing, because it is awesome and inspiring to watch.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Abby, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun. So I hope you out there enjoyed that as much as I did. The conversation was, Abby's just, she's so humble and she almost sounds surprised that this has happened and that she's created such an amazing business, even though she's put so much work into it and effort, she in no way expected it to. And I really, really love that. So Abby, she's a very, very, very smart lady. I go back through the conversation and there was a lot of things said, but I had to go back to the very, very, very beginning because there was something there that just really, really stuck out to me. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Let's do it. Let's find the hack.
It was just kind of my side project. I didn't start it to like become an entrepreneur. I actually was afraid that people would find it and read it because I didn't know what I was doing and just really nervous about the whole thing, but I needed an outlet. So I started doing it.
And that's the hack. Abby, Abby, Abby. Yes, yes, yes. I love this. So I had to choose this part because I love the story. I love the story. And although it's still fairly rare, it's getting more and or less and less rare. I shouldn't say it's getting more popular because it's not at all. And more people should do this. I wish more people would just take this opportunity and do it. Starting a blog, spending a year or two just working away at it and turning it into a full-time business that supports your whole family is amazing to me. And I love it. I love these stories. So Abby starts and in 2013, I believe she says, and she doesn't consider herself an entrepreneur, which is awesome because I know that there's people out there listening to this. You might be one of them that doesn't consider themselves entrepreneurs, but you are. Just by thinking, by listening to this show over and over again, it makes you an entrepreneur. You have that mindset that you want to do something. You want to create something. That makes you an entrepreneur. It really, really does. You don't have to be born one. I've said this before and I will not stop saying this because this is the worst thing that people can think is that you have to be born this way. No, you just start doing it. And as Abby says, she just started. She was embarrassed even of people finding it. She didn't want people to find her blog. The exact thing you're supposed to want people to do is find your blog and everybody, how do we get traffic? She didn't want people to because she didn't know what she was doing. And that's the other part that usually holds people back from starting because I don't know what to do. Either did Abby, except she figured it out. Once you start and you do these things enough times, you figure it out. It wasn't that long ago I didn't know how to podcast. Now I know it quite well. I've kind of got it figured out. I've done it hundreds of times now and it just gets easier and I get better at it. That's the way it works. This is how blogging works. This is how building any sort of a business works. The beauty of a blog or a podcast is that it's very, very cheap to get started. It's literally more work than it is money out of pocket. If you have more time, or even if you don't have that much time, but you have an hour a day you can dedicate to this, just watch less TV or something. Wait, get up earlier if that's what it takes. That's what Abby would do. She would get up before her kids got up and work. That's how you build these things. That's how these things work. And so Abby, that's why I needed to take this out as your hack, because I just love this. I love this moment that it all started and you didn't think you were an entrepreneur. You didn't start it for that reason. And in fact, you thought you didn't know what you were doing and you were scared of people finding it. And now it supports your whole family. I love it. I love it. All right. So thank you once again, Abby. That was just a great conversation. I really, really, truly enjoyed that. And I hope you out there listening enjoyed it as much as I did. So that's it. Hacktheentrepreneur.com/iTunes. If you have a moment, leave me a rating and a review on iTunes. It helps so, so much. Hacktheentrepreneur.com/iTunes or on your phone, go to the iTunes app. Look up Hack the Entrepreneur. You'll find it. And yeah, it takes you 2 minutes and I would love it. If you are on any other device besides an iPhone, then like half the world is, then hacktheentrepreneur.com/Stitcher or really anywhere, SoundCloud, anywhere you get your podcast from. I would love a rating and a review there. It helps people. Those companies, they use the ratings and review system to really promote us and to show us to new people and expand our audiences. So it truly, truly does mean a lot. All right. This has been fun. I thank you again so much. And please, until next time, keep hacking the entrepreneur.